Hello, this is Abu to JoeBest07 about in-app comments. When I type in-app comments, I don't know what typing mode you've got on. I've got the one where you put your finger on the key and then when you release it, the character is inserted. So when I do an in-app comment, the actual letters I type, it says the letter when I touch it. But when I take my finger off, it doesn't say the letter. So sometimes you can slip and you think you've got your finger on one character and then it puts in another one because it slips slightly as you take your finger off. So when I'm doing a text message, for instance, it will say the character as I place my finger on it and it will say it as I take it off. It doesn't do that in the in-app comments. For some reason, it must be just a glitch in the app. It will say the letter as I put my finger on it, and when I remove my finger, it just clicks. So that's how I know it's put the character in. Mostly, I'm pretty accurate. So, if I've got my finger on a P and I take it off, I know that a P has been inserted. But the way you can check that is just to put your finger on the text field where it says text editing or whatever it says, and then it will read back what you've put so far. What I don't like about the in-app comments is when you delete it, it doesn't say the letters that you're taking out. So you just have to keep looking back at what you've inserted to see if the word's gone, if you've put the wrong word in or whatever. There is a way that someone discovered of using the rotor to edit the text, but I've never managed to do that. I can use the rotor for other things, but I've never managed to get it up successfully to the editing mode for some reason, or the typing mode. I just can't seem to do those two things. I can change characters, words, and go on headings and volume and all that, but when it comes to text typing, editing and typing mode, I just can't seem to select it once I've found it. I think you flick it, but I can't seem to get the right gesture. So I just use the in-app comments in the following ways. When I touch the letter, it says the letter. And then when I remove my finger, there's a click. That means I've inserted it and hopefully it's the right character. But I check it at the end of, well, if it's a long message, I do it every couple of words because then you can go back and change it quite easily. My preferred option, to be quite honest with the in-app comments, is to dictate them. But then the dictation function often stops working on my in-app comments. It's working on everything else, on emails, on Facebook or Messenger and text messaging and so on, iMessage. But it always, after a few days, stops working in Audio Boo. And I don't know why this is. The simple remedy is to turn the phone off and back on, but I'm not that bothered. So I don't usually turn my phone off for that reason. If I have to turn it off for some other reason, then when it comes back on, the hey presto, dictation is working again. And I find if you speak clearly and you don't put too many words in one go, if you stop it every couple of words to make sure it's put the right words in, then you can pretty much use it quite effectively. And it's much quicker than typing, although I do type a lot of my text messages because I like to keep kind of fluent with it, if you know what I mean. I like to be able to do both things for the times when the dictation function isn't working, which is only ever on Audio Boo, and it used to be on Facebook, but that doesn't seem to happen anymore. Often it wouldn't work on Facebook. Oh, and what's the other one it didn't work on sometimes? WhatsApp. But now it just seems to be Audio Boo that has this glitch, and it's just fixable by the phone going off and back on again. And as I say, it is a bit of a pain. The worst thing is that you can't hear what you're deleting. That's what I really don't like. Because you don't even know if anything's been deleted. It's not like you can count the letters, because sometimes it doesn't delete when you press the delete key. So the only way to do that, there was a glitch with the text messages but I think that's been put right in the latest iOS update, and that was in text messages and iMessage. If you wanted to check what you'd written, it would move the text around if you touched it to listen to it, to play it back. So you'd end up with half your message in the right place and half of it the end of the message would often be at the beginning, but they seem to have fixed that, thankfully, because that was a real nuisance. But anyway, I think it's probably just a common thing, but maybe other people get back to you, and I'm sure this isn't much help, but there's not really much more I can say. Anyway, I now need to go and put all my Tesco shopping away because there is a lot.